You want me to just go on, brother?
Right here, good brother.
Like I said, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I thank Him for the spirit that we felt here tonight. Thank Him for what service He's given us already. But you know, I don't believe the Lord's done.
Amen.
I believe if we be obedient to the Lord, He'll bless us even more.
Amen.
I believe if we come into a house to serve God, we go in there to worship, He'll bless us.
Amen.
I believe in all my heart. If we go in there and we got things on our mind and things of what we might do when we get home and other things that ain't got no business of being on our mind when we come into the house of the Lord, we ain't going to get nothing. If we go in there to look for a blessing and we're looking for something, He will give. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. If you would, open with me to Matthew 24. There were some things that went through my mind this week. And as I got to praying, and Janelle told me that they wanted to try to get me up here to sing and to preach. And, you know, I had a preacher to come to me one Wednesday while I was in a funeral service there. And it was on a Wednesday, and he asked me, he said, "Why don't you come to my church and preach for me tonight?" And, you know, I believe that prayer and preparation needs to take place before anything like that happens. And I told him, I said, "I can't do it." And he said, "Why not?" And he said, "You've been called to preach." I said, "Yes, I have. And I believe in going into the Lord, and I believe Him preparing me and putting a message up on my heart. If I get up there to try to do something on my own, I'll fall on my face. But if I will go to the Lord in prayer and I meditate upon what He gives me, I believe that whenever I get up there to give it out, what the Lord wants me to give out, I believe that everything will go just as He recorded it there, as it has been gives to me. I think that He'll deliver it. But if I go and don't prepare myself in prayer and fasting and preparation, I ain't going to get nothing. I believe in calling upon the name of the Lord. Bless God. I believe it. And I told Janelle, I said, "Will you tell them that I'll come up there the 18th and we'll sing and preach for them?" And I didn't start on this message just yesterday. I started on it back then when I told them. And I got to praying about it. And I believe the Lord will deliver tonight. There won't be nothing that I have done. And I'll be just like Jeremiah over there. If He'll touch my lips and give me the anointing and the power from on high, He will deliver.
Amen.
Bless God tonight. I believe He'll be all right.
Amen.
Be obedient tonight. And listen to what the Lord has to say. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Matthew 24, there I'll start with verse 42. I don't know how much we'll read here, but I just want to read until the Lord tells me it's enough, and I'll preach until the Lord says stop. And
bless you,
bless God tonight, and thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. It says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready,
Amen.
For in such an hour as you think not that the Son of Man cometh." Who then, and this is a question, it says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season?" And there's the answer. "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." Now listen to this. "But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him,
Amen.
In an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I'll stop right there. And you know, this week as I started, bless God, as I thought, "Lord, is this the message that you want me to preach? If this is what you want me to deliver, show me something." And Friday night as I started to meditate on this a couple of weeks back, and I started trying to get everything together, and I was praying about the message. We went to a very restaurant out here at Columbia, and the TV set was on, and I started to watch TV there. I didn't know what was happening. The Bible says that there will be rumors of war, and bless God, there's rumors of war today.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. It's a nation arise against nation, and your brother arise against the brother.
Amen.
I'll tell you something today, church. When I went into that restaurant and I started to watch TV there, something that was happening over there that the Lord said, this is what I want you to preach. You go and deliver this message. I saw what TV and I seen them going through town over there in Egypt, I think it was. And they was just a shooting. And I was seeing people fall down by the wayside. I mean, their lives was being touched right out from under them. And there wasn't seemed like there was no God there. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible's giving fire warning. The Word of God is warning us today. But that time is coming. Bless God. I'm looking for the Lord to come back. When I hear of earthquakes and things are happening out here in this world, I tell you what, I don't get down about it. I know what. I don't want that preacher or that guy on that TV said. He said, what's this leading to? He said, they're asking, why is this going? Where is it going? I can tell you exactly where it's going.
Bless
you, Lord. I told my wife sitting right there. I said, I can tell you where it's going.
Sure.
She looked at me right there in the eye. She said, where's it going? I said, it's coming. Oh, bless God. It's been leading right to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it's going. They'll want to sit around and they'll want to say, oh, it'll all get better. I'll just give it a year or so and everything will work out. Let me tell you something today. The Bible says that bless God, and the heavens and earth they pass away. All my words will not pass away. From day to day, that we're living in a day and time that you can look and watch for the Lord to come back. He's coming.
Bless
God.
Bless God.
Today, they're not wearing, they're not taking this very seriously.
You're right.
They're playing around with it. Bless God, they're playing around with it.
Yeah, man.
They'll watch TV and they'll say, oh, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
It won't affect us. Let me tell you something today. You can hide yourself in a closet. You can go somewhere or another and you can get away from it. But there's one thing that you will not get away from.
Amen.
And that's when the Lord, bless God, sounds that trumpet. You can't run it,
Amen, brother.
I'm here today to tell you, when the Lord started calling me to preach, brother, I'm telling you what, I didn't know what to do. I got my office shaking from the walls. Yeah, I'm telling you what, I went under conviction all over.
Amen.
This time, let me tell you, the Lord, He started dealing with me. It wasn't very long after I got saved. People will look at you today, and they'll say, "Handle the man that's just been saved for a few months, be called to preach when I've been saved for 20 years. Let me tell you something today. God is pouring His Spirit out the law of flesh. Bless God. If you want it, He will give it.
Amen.
He started calling me to preach.
Come on, man.
He laid in his head one night. I'd kick the covers off and I'd fight it with everything I had. It went on there for several months. We'd be a saying, and the Lord would lay something on me, and I'd run from it. People would say, God's going to call you to preach. No, He ain't. I ain't been saved long enough. I don't know enough of the Word. But let me tell you something. One day, I started walking out of the house there, and I walked down the step, and I told the boy that I was working with. I said, I don't know how I'm going to get away from it. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I'll leave it in God's hands. I don't know what to do. He knows what to do. I don't. I walked down that step. I sat down on the ground, and the Lord said, you know me. Preach what you know. Amen. I said, go. I know the one.
Amen.
I know the one.
Amen. Amen.
I know the one.
Amen.
Amen. I put my foot on that.
That's right.
I'm telling you today, we're laying around, and we'll. Or just falling for anything.
Yeah.
Our churches is going away. You see, the Bible says there must become a falling away.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Just saying, hey, you, that we're falling away. Bless God. You build your house upon sand, and the storms will come. And bless God, the winds will blow, and it will not stand.
Right.
And rain will begin to fall.
Right.
But let me tell you something. You can build your house upon that rock.
Yeah.
God, the same wind will come, and behold, when all the wind storms will come at it. But that's God. You build your house upon Jesus Christ. It don't matter what the
Lord will say. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I told the Lord, I said, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord, that you want me to preach? I said, I don't know nothing. I don't know enough of this Bible. He told me, he said, you preach what I tell you.
Yeah,
you preach what you know.
Yeah.
I'll take you and show you. Bless God.
Amen.
He started putting me in His Word day and night. I don't watch TV no more. I don't listen to the radio no more. I lay in the Word of God.
Hey.
I'm with my head asleep in the Bible. And my kids come. And they'll nod me and wake me up. You say, what have you done? God's preparing this church. He's preparing to come back and get the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
And the ones that are seeing all these things out here and that are saying, well, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It won't be all right, people.
No.
The Bible's done spoke it. The Word of God has done spoke it. It's true and it's going to be fulfilled. It ain't going to matter what you think. You can't change the Word of God.
Amen.
And bless God. Jesus is coming in the cloud of glory. He's coming after a church. That's going to be on fire for Him. He said, I'll not have you lukewarm. I'll fill you out of my mouth.
Amen.
Bless God. There's fire in serving the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know what today, people? I see them today, and they'll walk. They'll walk around here, and they'll look, and they'll go to church, and they'll sit in there, and they'll look around, and they'll very seldom ever raise their hand and praise the Lord.
Amen.
People, you got something to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Every one of you, bless God, if you've been born again, you can bear witness of the one who saved you.
Right.
God was sent to bear witness of the Lord. And you're sent to bear witness of the Lord.
Right,
let me tell you something. People says, oh, it'll be all right. It won't be all right.
Bless his heart.
The Bible's unspoken. It's going to be fulfilled no matter what.
Right. God,
bless God. Let me tell you something. A country that'll turn against God be turned into hell.
You're right.
Right, brother. Amen.
Bless God, and you'll see what happens. Bless God. Oh, bless God today. I thank Him today that He pulled me out of that horrible pit and He put my foot up on a rock.
Right.
Bless God. My foot's up on the rock.
Heaven.
That Daniel's seen. You know that mountain. There's no hands you now. Bless
Heaven.
God. That's the same one.
Right.
Today.
Right, right, amen.
Let me tell you something today, church. I'm telling you what, I've seen things happen since I've been saved. I've seen healings take on, and I've seen the power of God come in services. Wasn't nothing I done or nobody else done, but it was because people there was wanting something.
Amen.
They was hungering and thirsting for something.
Yeah.
You hunger and thirst, and you shall be filled. Amen.
Amen.
I want to be filled up. I don't want to become lukewarm. I want to be on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Today. I want to stay on that rock and on that firm foundation.
Amen.
I'm going home one day with glory.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Church, I tell you what, I love the Lord and what He's done for me.
Amen.
I can bear witness. Bless God, I know where He picked me up from.
Bless
I know where He set me at. And I know where He's going to lead me to.
Amen.
Bless God. I'll stay with Him. Let me tell you something the Bible says. If it be possible, the very elect, well, He'll get. Let me tell you, the devil's working hard.
Bless
God. They'll show signs and great wonders. But let me tell you something today. That devil, he ain't got no power over God. Bless God. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in this world. Thank Him tonight, Lord Jesus. Bless God, people. We're living in the last days.
Yeah, we are.
The Lord told me, He said, prepare my church. Get them ready.
Yeah,
I'm coming. Yeah. I said, Lord, I started crying that day. I said, Lord, what do I do? What do I do to help you, Lord? He said, you just preach what I give you.
Yeah.
Bless God. Just preach what I give you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless God. The Bible says, preach the Word.
Bless
the
Lord.
Instant in season. And now the season. And you exhort from all on suffering.
Amen.
When the time will come. Well, they'll not endure self doctrine. But they'll hear to themselves. And get to yours.
Amen.
God, I ain't got no feather in my pocket. And I don't hope to tickle nobody's ears.
Amen.
Sin is sin, and you ain't going to get down with it. Marriage and giving in marriage. Hey, I got news for you today. You may throw me out here today, but let me tell you something. It is wrong, wrong, wrong for a man to marry a man.
Amen.
It is wrong for a man to shack up with a woman, or a woman to shack up with a man.
Amen.
Claim to serve God.
Amen.
You may get away from the word of God. You can bring it up, anything you want to, and say, I believe that it's right. And you can go to that word of God, and it'll prove you wrong.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless you, brother.
Thank the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. I thank you tonight, Lord. Woo, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I thought I might lose my voice, but the Lord took care of it. Let me tell you something. They were standing over there. Oh, Peter and John and them. They were standing over there. Whenever Jesus went up in that cloud, bless God, they were standing there. And bless God, there was two there, and dressed in white. Oh, they were standing there, and they was looking. And oh, they were standing there looking up. And they said, why do you stand here, Jesus? For that very same Jesus that went away, bless God, and will come again. God told Noah, he said, bless God, the wickedness of all the people would come up. God, it grieved his own heart.
Right.
It grieved him. That right. He didn't even create man.
Amen.
It grieved him. But God, oh Noah, seen righteousness in God's eyes. Oh Noah, walk with God. He knew who God was. And he told old Noah, he said, go and build you an ark. Bless God, I'll go for wood. And he gave him just a blueprint to do it with. He said, you go and bless God, you make it 300 cubits long and 50 cubits in broad, 30 cubits in high. And bless God, you put a door in it. And bless God, at the top you put a window. Let me tell you something today. I'm looking out that spiritual window.
Amen.
And you want to see the things that are going on in this world today. You've got to be looking from spiritual eyes.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord. Amen. He said, you go get your family and you put them in that ark. Bless God, Noah got his family in there. Oh, if I could just get my family. Bless God on that ark. Oh, no, she was there. I'm riding home with you. I'm on that ark today. I'm going through it.
Amen.
He put the family in there. He put Noah's family. Let me tell you something. A lot of people don't know who shut that door, but I'll tell you who shut it. Bless God. God reached down his whole hand and shut that mercy door. He shut that door off. And bless God, they were swimming out there and they were trying to get in. Oh, let me tell you something. When that door is shut, no man can open it. You can't be saved anytime you want to,
right,
and you can't repeat after no preacher.
Amen.
Bless God. The only one that you got to talk to is the one that put that conviction up on your heart.
Amen.
That's the one that you got to get down with and get right with.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, people will say, oh, they'll say, why do you get up there and act like that? I've been called Pentecostal. I've been called a lunatic. I've been called everything.
Tell
you something. There's something inside of me.
Amen.
Bless God, if you've been born again by the blood of the Lamb, there's something inside of you.
Yes.
That'll make you want to turn loose.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Bless
the
Lord.
And the power of God falls upon you. You won't care who's around you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I thank God today they'll tell you, he'll say, oh, he's caught up in emotions. Let me tell you something. Bless I told him this morning. You can go to a football game.
Right.
You can go to a NASCAR race. You can do anything you want to do. But let me tell you something. Them's emotions. What you got inside of you
Amen.
When you talk to the Lord is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That ain't emotions.
Right.
That's something whenever you drive down the road and you don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
And you're just driving down the road and you look up into the sky and you say, thank you, Lord, for this day. And let me tell you something. There's something sometime will come on you and make you worship.
Amen.
You don't have to be in no ball game. All you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. And when you get down and get right with Him, He'll come into your soul. He'll fill your heart up, and your cup will run over.
Amen.
And the cup that He sells with, and that's got to be the same one.
Amen.
Hold on, I want to build an ark. Oh, Noah went to build it. Now imagine what them people thought. You know, I bet they seen old Noah there. Oh, what are you doing, Noah? I'm building me an ark. Bless God, Noah. Oh, the flood's going to come.
Yeah.
He knew it, amen. Yeah. He was preparing. The Bible said He pitched it on the inside.
Yeah.
He pitched it on the outside.
Yeah.
Bless God, let me tell you something. When you get the inside full of pit,
amen.
Amen, and you get sealed up, bless God, the outside will be sealed up too.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.
That's right. Amen. 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 They rocked that old boat. Bless God. Let me tell you something. They're coming today. And you, let me tell you, you better be on that old ship.
Amen.
Bless God. You better be a riding with Jesus.
Amen.
You better be a holding on.
Amen.
Bless God. I'm on His back.
Amen.
I'm going home.
Amen.
And I ain't looking back.
Bless
God. I'm here today to tell you. Bless God, you can't make it. People today, they want to make a mockery out of God. That's what they want to do. They want to play church. They want to go in. I've been going for 20 years. I'm all right. Let me tell you something. You're not all right.
Amen.
You've got to be born again. That born of the flesh is the flesh, but that born of the Spirit is the Spirit. Cross of Calvary, He shed His blood for us so that we could have life and have it all more abundantly. Bless God. Let me tell you something. People today are making a mockery out of Him. And that's why we've seen all these things happen. He's not going to tarry much longer. He's going to come back.
Amen.
Let's go. When He comes back, He's coming back after church.
Amen.
Go far for Him. If you're not on far, and you're just going in there just to call. So you sign some paper on some card, or you said, I'm a member. I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're a singer. I don't care if you've been a member of that church ever since that building's been built. If you die lost, you'll be in hell.
Amen.
You've got to be born again.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you something, church. I see Him today. Let me tell you, His Bible says, God will not be mocked.
That's right.
Therefore, wherever He shall sow, He shall also reap.
That's right.
If He shall sow to the flesh,
right,
His flesh shall reap corruption.
Right.
But if He sow to the Spirit,
right,
bless God,
amen,
the Spirit shall reap a life everlasting.
Amen.
And bless God, listen to the one. He said, oh, we're not for in due season. Bless God, you shall reap life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Let me tell you something today. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word be instant in season and out of season. Paul, just like he could see down through the future. It was like he knew what was coming.
You're right.
Yes, God. It was like he could just see down through. People, if you've got spiritual eyes today, you can see what's coming.
Right.
If you've got spiritual eyes today, and the Spirit of God is inside you, you know that it's drawing down.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen. He's getting ready. He said, I'll pour my Spirit out upon all flesh.
Sure.
That's what He's doing. I see Him today. He's working miracles. He's saving people. And He's taking young kids today. And He's bringing them up. And they're singing songs like these two young girls back here. Oh, we need to pray for them.
Yeah.
We need to pray for protection
over
our schools. For all this stuff that's happening over there. It's going to happen right here.
Well,
we may be able to get away from it. Oh, but bless God, let me tell you something. Oh, the Lord's promise is true. Oh, bless God, when He says, I'm coming back, He's coming back.
Amen.
Sure is. Nobody will tell me no difference. I don't care what they say. I believe in the Lord. I believe He's coming back. And I believe He's coming back after His church. I believe it. Bless God today. There's people today, though, that are weighing by the wayside.
You're right.
They're falling each and every day. Why? Because they're not strong enough. They've not got close enough to the Lord.
Amen.
They think that once they're saved, they're dead. But you've got to go through with it.
Right.
The Bible says to grow and mature.
Amen.
You've got to grow on the shore. Bless God, before you can put on the meat, you got to get off the milk.
Amen.
Church, listen to me. Listen to me. It's the most serious things you've ever done in your life. Your soul's in this. It's my soul's in this. What I preach today, I'll give an account for it.
Amen.
In the way that you are today, you'll give an account for it.
Amen.
Yes, God, you're going to stand before Him. Every eye's going to see Him. He said, there'll be over there. They'll call you and say, oh, there's one over here. He's over there in the desert. He said, don't believe that.
Right.
Don't go over there. There's people today that'll tell you, bless God, that in 2000 and so, we had it happen here a while back, that the world was going to come to an end. Let me tell you something today. The world will come to an end when Jesus Christ comes.
Amen.
That's right. People today will pull your leg and try to tell you everything. And the first thing that people will do is they'll go to a grocery store and start stocking up on goods.
Amen.
And they'll fill holes up. And they'll start shoving food in under here. You say, well, we're prepared for this. What you need to prepare for is the coming of the Lord. Be ready. Watch for Him.
Yes,
God. They don't want to watch for Him. People are trying to stay in this world. They're fighting to stay in it. I'm fighting to get out of it.
Yes,
I'm going home one day. I know the one that I served. I know the one that saved me, sanctified me, and made me whole.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord God.
Glory to God.
And He's alive and well.
Yes,
bless God.
Amen.
You can't kill Him. They took him over there. They took him up there. Bless God, I read over there. And the Bible word said that the stone cried out for the timber. Bless God. Let me tell you something. That stone was Jesus. And that timber that he was crying out for was that cross on Calvary.
Yeah.
Bless God. It was in His shadow every day of His life. And He walked. And He walked just like we did.
Yes.
But bless God, when He topped on Calvary's hill, there was something took place that day that no other man could have
done. Right.
It wasn't done any no good.
That's right.
His cross. It wouldn't have done John no good. It wouldn't have done Paul no good. It had to be the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get up through that bright morning star. Yeah. Bless God. Amen.
Yeah.
He went up there. He laid it all down.
Yeah.
Bless God. He went up there and he walked with old Thomas over there. Thomas went he went over there to Lazarus. And he told him, he said, let's go in him so we can be killed. A lot of people will think old Thomas was a doubter. But let me tell you something. Whenever Jesus come out of that grave, and they went to Thomas and said, we've seen him. He's alive. But Thomas said, I'll not believe until I touch the nail print in his hand. Until I thrust my hand into his side. I'll not believe. But bless God, let me tell you something. He just didn't want to believe what they was telling him. But when Jesus Christ walked in there where Thomas was, he said, touch your finger here, thrust your hand into the side. And Thomas went down and he said, my Lord and my God.
Amen.
Yeah,
brother.
He told Thomas, he said, you believe because you have seen him. He said, but bless it. It's those that believe.
Yes.
But I have felt Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Right now, I feel the power of God upon me. I know He's alive and well.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I know why He gives you that anointing. He gives you that power to preach.
Sure.
He gives you that anointing to sing. And He gives you that anointing and power to serve Him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
God for His glory.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Blessed is those that hasn't seen and believe.
Amen.
I believe in the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that He was, bless God, that He was the Son of the living God.
Amen.
I believe He was a bright morning star.
Yes.
That He was that Lamb without spot or blemish. That He went to that cross of Calvary. And He took them nails. And that hammer rained down. And bless God, that He laid Him there on that cross. And bless God, hey, give it all up, amen. He said, it is finished. There ain't nothing else to be done. All you got to do is come to the blood.
Amen.
Forgiveness of your sins. Bless God, He laid it all down.
Yeah.
It was done. It was finished.
Miss God, let me tell you, they took him down there and they laid him in a borrowed tomb. A borrowed tomb wasn't even his tomb.
That's right.
He wouldn't go stay there.
That's right.
You can't.
That's right.
Oh, they had come in around Jesus while he was on that cross. And he come in. Oh, bless God, let me tell you something. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. When they took him down there, he overburdened him. Bless God, they laid him down there for 3 days. And bless God, he come up out of the tree.
Amen.
He come up out of the earth, and he had the power to lay it down. And he had the power to lay it down. That's the one that I'm serving today.
That's right.
That's the living God.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
People, listen to me. Oh, you're going to hear this stuff. But let me tell you something. They better make preparation down here. Because when you leave this world, it is over. It's done. You better make preparation. Why? Preparation can be made. Because when it's said and done, and you stand before Him, mercy is over.
Amen. That's right.
Mercy is done. Thank God.
Amen.
Bless God, His holy name. It's been good being here tonight. I felt freedom here tonight. I like going where I can feel freedom. I like going and preaching where there's, bless God, there's people there that wants to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I went to some churches and you barely can't even get an amen. And let me tell you something. There's some of these churches that I went to and I preached my first and last message. You say, why? Because they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Tell you how that you can increase your bankroll. How that God loves you. God does love you. Bless the enemy. Oh, do you know something tonight? Bless God, He is a just God. And bless God, He is a judge. And when He comes back, He's coming back as a reigning king. Bless God, the Lord of Lords. And let me tell you something. He's coming back after the church. And He's on fire. And He's coming with fire in His eyes.
Amen.
You're not ready. Where do you need to be? You'll not make it.
That's right.
You'll not make it.
Right.
I don't care what some preacher tells you. That you, all you gotta do is go to church. This church building right here will not save you. I can't save you. Jesus Christ came.
Yeah.
And you've got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And make it to that other side.
Sure.
Amen.
Let me tell you, church. It's the most serious thing you've ever known. Every need to cross your mind if you're right with the Lord tonight. If there's doubt there, you need to make it right.
Yeah.
If there's doubt in your soul and your heart, you need to get up here and make it right.
Amen.
Not be ashamed of what anybody thinks about you, not what somebody else might say about you, because let me tell you something, if they're talking about you because you come to this altar, they need to be like you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I'll pray with you, and I'm sure these others will pray with you all night. You pray through. You pray through. We'll pray for you, but we'll leave it all up to the one above. He'll take care of it. He said, you call anybody that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bless God, listen to me. He'll save you tonight. He'll make you more than what you ever thought you could be.
That's right.
He'll give you peace and joy in your life.
Yes.
Bless God, you will have to serve Him. You will have to lay it all down to Him and not get back up with the same thing in your life that you went up to that altar with. Let me tell you something. I see people today, they'll run to this altar and they'll get down on their knees and they'll cry out to the Lord, and you'll get up and you'll say, well, they got it. And 2 weeks later, you never see them again. They're right back into the same old vomit. Just like the old dog. They're right back in the same old mire. Just like the old hog.
Yes.
Bless God. Right. Let me tell you something tonight. When God cleans you up,
Amen.
He cleans you
up.
He's a little halfway.
Heaven.
Something that you haven't laid down to.
That's right.
Inside you that made you feel a little good for a little while. Bless God. When you get saved, you're saved.
Right.
You've been born again.
Right.
You'll know it.
Sure.
You may be ashamed to tell
somebody. Amen.
God, you'll go out and you'll want to cry out on the rooftops. The night that I got saved, I went home and I laid down in the bed. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't know what you've done to me, but I know one thing, oh Lord. I know I want more of it.
Amen.
I want more of it. I want my cup to run over in that saucer. I want to have more, God.
Amen. Bless you, brother Mike.
Amen.
That's right.
You're going to have to come away from this world. You're going to have to lay it all down. You're going to have to give it all up for Him. Lay it all down. You say, well, I can't. I enjoy all this. Let me tell you something. You enjoy that. Oh, get God in you. And you'll enjoy that more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well said.
A lot of them today. I heard one boy tell me, he said, when I got saved, he said, that was the most miserable state in my life. He said, I didn't have no joy and peace. He said, it was awful. You know what he was? He was still under conviction.
Amen.
The Lord
yeah.
still
yeah.
on him.
That's
he
right.
go back now one more time.
Amen.
He need to pray through. There's a lot of them that needs to pray through today.
Right.
And
right.
get down.
Right.
And let the power of God fall upon them. Right. And let me tell you something. Whenever you get down there and you pray through
Amen.
And you feel the presence
Amen.
Of the Lord come upon you, you'll know that you've been in touch with Him.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Jesus. The Bible says there'll be wars and wars. People, that's what we're going into
today. That's right.
That's what we're going into today. We're headed in stuff that we can't even imagine.
That's right.
What the next few years
You're right.
the next few years even hold out. The Lord could come at any moment.
That's right.
He could come at any time. And I'm watching for Him.
Amen.
And I'm going to stay close to Him.
Amen.
And I'm going to stay prayed for Him. I'm telling you what, He made a new creature out of me.
Amen.
He saved my soul.
Amen.
And He put something inside of me that lets me know
Amen.
That I'm serving Him.
Amen.
Oh, bless God. He filled me up with His Spirit. And bless God. You're glad you can go walk. You can't find that nowhere but through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going home, people.
Amen.
I've made my mind up
yes.
to serve Him.
Yes.
My family's going to serve Him. My children's going to serve Him. They may venture off, but I'm telling you one thing. This old daddy's going to let them know
yes.
you walk away from God. You're going right back out into that pit, and you ain't going to make it to that other
right.
side. But I can tell you one thing. Old daddy's going through.
Yes.
I'm going to make it to that place.
Yes.
I'm going to walk to the place of God.
Bless
Him, Lord.
Bless Him, Lord. All our children and our grandchildren, but keep praying, people. Don't give in. It's going to get rough.
Amen.
It's going to get tough.
Yeah.
Down to where we're going to have to get down on our knees, and we're going to have to really do some praying. Bless
yeah.
God, we're going to have to be strong in the Lord, and we're going to have to hold on if we can just endure down here for
Amen.
A little while.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll make it to that other side
Amen.
Over there. We'll make it over there. Bless God.
Right.
But we're going to have to hold on.
Right.
We can't give up.
Yes.
Bless God, don't become lukewarm, people.
Amen.
It's very easily done.
Yes.
It's possible to bury elect. I've seen it today. We've seen it. I see a lot of these churches today. They're growing and they're prospering out here. And they're keeping all this inside the church. But where it needs to be is outside the church. Where it needs to be. If we get outside the church, we might bring them inside the church.
Right.
We'll take that word and start getting out here with it. Bless God. We might get them in here with it. Amen.
Amen.
And let God do the work. Bless God.
Amen.
I'll tell you something. I see them today. They're growing. They're growing in size. And they're taking and they're doing all these things. But let me tell you something. Oh, we don't need to glory in ourselves. We need to glory in the Lord.
Amen.
We need to serve Him. Put Him first before all. And bless God. Let Him do the increase.
Amen.
God's holy name.
That's right.
I thank the Lord tonight for
bless.
This service. I thank you for what I feel here.
Amen.
Bless God in His holy name. Oh, let me ask you, people. Do you know tonight, without a shadow of a doubt, that if the Lord would come, you hear that trumpet sound, do you know that you would make it? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that if the Lord sounded that tone, the sound of that trumpet, and if you hear that trumpet sound, and you know the Lord is coming, would you make it tonight? Would you be ready to go home? Would you be ready? Or would you go somewhere and say, oh no, He's coming after us. What are we going to do?
got to be ready.
Watch, for you know not what the hour may be.
That's right.
You don't know. It could be tonight. It could be in the morning.
Right.
Sure. It could be tonight. Bless God. I thank God. Brother Vernon, I was in service with him over there.
Bless
God. I seen the anointing fall on him. Bless God. Amen, brother. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for these old preachers. I thank God for the ones that are still getting behind the pulpit and telling you that there is a hand of the game and a hand of the strong. Jeremiah, seek out them old paths. You'll find rest for your souls. There's a lot of things happening today in churches. There's a lot of things happening today around us. But bless God, let me tell you something. We're going to have to go by the Word of God.
Amen.
We're
going
to make that other side.
Right.
We're going to have to seek out them old ways.
Right.
That old time conviction of God working in your heart will save you.
Amen.
Bless God. That's what will take people. Listen to me, Jesus. Do you know tonight, without a shadow of a doubt, that if the Lord cometh,
yes,
would you be ready? Would you be ready, or would you be scared?
Think about it.
Would you be ready, or would you fear that? Would you have fear in you that you ain't going to make it, that you've done something, there's something in your life that's burdened you down, that you know that it's sin, that you know that it ain't right with you? Or would you be out there looking with your arms in the air saying, come and get me, Lord. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready for you, Lord, to come and get me. Take me over up to the other side.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go, Brother Bernie.
Amen.
That's where I want to go.
Me too.
I know there's other people over there. I know I've got family over there. I know I've got friends over there. But I want to see that one that saved me. I want to go meet him.
Glory.
People, listen to the Lord here tonight. And you know in your heart and soul where you stand with Him.
Yes.
But I ask you tonight to get a song ready. The Lord's done with me. He's preached His message. You come to this altar tonight. You make it right with Him. You may be right with it. There'll be no shame there. The shame will be is when you walk out that door.
Right.
And you don't come to the Lord. That's the shame. Because that conviction you feel in the night, or whatever it may be, you may not feel it no more. He can shut that door just like He did on an ark. He can shut it and the people will stand outside knocking. God has to be dealing with you to get saved. You can't just get up some Sunday morning and say, I want to go to church and be saved. Get up there. God has to be convicting your heart.
Right.
He has to put conviction upon you. I walked around in the world all my life, and I walked around in the woods as I was hunting out there, and I believed in Jesus Christ. I was in the church. I seen Janelle and my grandmother get up and shout and praise the Lord. My granny couldn't read a word, but she of course could be from the Bible, and she could tell you, oh, I seen her praise the people. I seen her. She was an old saint. I believed in Jesus, and I'd walk around out there in the woods, and I'd say, Lord, here I am. I can't go up in front of them people. You just saved me here. But you see what? It wasn't right here. It's got to start right here. When it gets started right here, it's left up to you. He gives you a free will to come to Him and to lay it all down. And when you come to that crossroads, you can either go left or you can go right. Now let me tell you something. You better go the right way, which is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I wanted to be saved, but until then, God convicted my heart. I know then, because He brought everything up. I had a boy to tell me today, he says, you was a good person before you ever got saved. You was a good person. I don't care how good you are.
Right.
It doesn't matter what good works you do down here. You can give people all you got, and you can still die lost. And you can still be judged lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to make it right with Him.
Yeah.
You've got to lay it all down.
Yeah.
He'll fill you up.
Yeah.
You'll have a desire in you to want to go to church and want to read His Word and want to serve Him and get close to Him.
Yeah.
He said, draw unto me and I'll draw unto you.
Right.
Come unto me. Listen to Him tonight, church. Listen to Him. You're in a state of mind you don't know. Burdened heart or lost soul. Come tonight and make it right with Him. Come tonight. Tomorrow may not. We're just a vapor. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. We may not even be, I may not even be here tomorrow.
Sure.
But if I ain't here, I'll tell you one thing. If I ain't here, oh, I'll be over there.
Amen.
I'll be over there.
Amen.
I'll go over there. And bless God, if you make it there before I do, you tell them I'm coming.
Amen.
I'm coming.
Amen.
Father, as I make things, I ask you to give us a sign. Come tonight and make it right.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky.
God chose the foolishness of preaching, and He chose it to save them that believe.
Amen.
And God knows what He's doing. We always think we know what we're doing, but God knows what He's doing. I still remember 21 years ago when God called me to preach. I still remember the night I announced my call to preach. And what a fearful thing went through my heart. And I thought, I've done it now. The next day, one of the guys I worked with that I went to church with, he came to me the next day and he said, you can't be called to preach. And I agreed with him. He said, but you just can't. I've been saved 4 years. He said, you're a novice. I agreed with him. He said, but you can't. I agreed with him. And he fell down my chair. He said, I've been called to preach. And I've been fighting. He announced his call to preach right after mine. But I agree. Only God can.
Amen.
God is the preacher.
Amen.
He just looks for vessels He can work through.
Amen.
I want to pray tonight for these on the altar. Father, we thank You for what we've heard tonight and what we've failed. I thank You, Father, for Jessica and Melissa, Lord. Lord, down here on the altar. And Lord, You're greater in our hearts. You know all things and whatever their petition is. Father, I pray from heaven You'd honor it. Pray You'd grant that You riches and glory. I pray, dear Father, tonight, whatever needs to be done, I pray it be done by the hand of God, for the glory of God. Well, we ask these things, Lord, because we don't know who else to ask. You're the only one I know that can do all things, and do all things well. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart tonight, and if you do, we'll give you an opportunity to give a testimony or anything. I appreciate the preacher tonight. Appreciate the singers tonight. If you think you can do better, you'd be surprised. It's not as easy as it seems. Somebody might say, well, you know, there's nothing to it. Yeah, it's easy to say that way till you get up there and put in them shoes. You see what I mean? I've been there. I felt something here tonight I hadn't felt in a long time. I praise the Lord for it. Amen. And, amen, Sister Molly. Amen.
I thank Him for the word that He brought you tonight. You do, I do.
Amen. Amen.
I praise Him tonight.
Bless you.
I love you.
Amen.
He's the best thing you can have in your
life. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
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 Don't matter how bad things get your nerves. He'll be there with you.
Amen.
What the hour is, He'll be there.
Amen.
I love Him tonight. And I thank Him for this preacher because He bring the Word of God that I know of.
Amen.
I know what He was preached about. And I remember that time when He saved my soul.
Amen.
And I'm looking for Him because I know
Amen.
He's here.
Amen.
I know He is.
Amen.
And people are going to wake up.
Amen.
Because the church right tonight says to bring it in. The devil's work outside, and that's not what God said bring. He said bring my word.
Amen.
Up to the world, my word.
Amen.
Everybody's just falling for the wrong stuff now.
Right.
And I do see this falling away. He told us about it, and He also told us He's coming back.
Yes.
And I can feel the eagerness.
Yes.
People better wake up.
Yes.
Amen.
I praise His holy name tonight, and I'm glad He's got His hands on the young man tonight.
Amen.
Let me check on Jessica here just a second. You okay, huh? Father, we pray on behalf of our sister here tonight, Lord. We thank You, Father, for Your tears. We thank You, Father, Lord. Lord, Your God of mercy, Lord, Your compassion, we fail not. And do every morning, Lord, I pray, Lord, on behalf of Jessica, Lord, her needs for herself, Lord, and her. Lord, I pray, Lord, You meet with her. Lord, I pray You grant unto her that which she lives in the
power.
Lord, we pray You get honor and glory to
You.
Lord, Jesus,
You're the power.
Amen.
Oh, You just let it rain down on her, Lord Jesus. We praise Your holy name, Lord.
Bless Him.
Oh, we give You all the honor, Lord.
Thank You,
Jesus. We praise Your holy name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank You, Lord.
You mentioned about Noah building an ark. Does anybody here tonight know how long Noah built that ark? Not length. How many years? Does anybody know the years? 120 years. 120 years. A long suffering of God waited. And even now, God's waiting. Different kind of heart now.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, he mentioned who shut that door. The Bible said, and the Lord shut that door.
Yeah.
Right now, the door is still open.
That's right.
The same God that shut that door, that wooden ark, is going to shut the door on this other ark.
Amen.
If you're here lost tonight, there ain't no better time.
Amen, that's right.
Don't listen to that lying devil that tells you got plenty of time.
That's right, amen.
He quoted a verse out of James, and what is your life but a vapor, appear for a little while, and then vanishes away.
Amen.
It says, boast not of tomorrow. You don't know what a day may bring. You may not have tomorrow on your calendar.
That's right.
Go think about eternity.
That's right.
What are you going to spend it on?
That's
good
right,
preaching
amen.
Tonight. Appreciate the preaching, amen. Who else? Anybody got a word in heart?
Brother Eddie, I'm glad to be here tonight. I had met Brother Michael back a few weeks ago, and I talked to Sister Janelle a few times, and she'd tell me about him. She'd get excited talking about him. So I had a real good feeling because I know she knows what it's about. And so
yeah.
I had the opportunity to be with him, and I'm just thankful for him tonight. I'm glad that we're living in these days that we're living in. I saw such a change in my lifetime. Probably one of the eras of time that there's been more changes than any other probably time in history. I could just take our hours and mention the changes that I've seen in my life.
Yes, you preach.
Also out here in the civic world. But in the church world,
yeah,
that's right.
One of the things that I've noticed in these last days, our country is filled up with people that says God's called me to preach.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a firm believer that those who God calls, He qualifies.
Yeah. You're right.
I believe those that He calls, He also anoints them.
Amen.
And preach without the anointing of God.
Amen.
What is preaching? It's the anointing of the power of God.
Amen.
And you know what our churches are dying for today? They're dying for the anointing of God in the pulpit that'll bring conviction upon the hearts of men and women. I know my time's about over with, and I went under the knife 5 years ago. I was right here pastoring this church. I didn't know there was anything wrong with me. I'm still going every day, working on carpenter work, preaching. I didn't know there's anything wrong with me. And the doctor found it before I had the heart attack. The doctors in Louisville said, Vernon, if you'd have had a heart attack, we couldn't have saved you. If you'd have been here on this table and every doctor in Jewish hospital, we couldn't have saved you. You know why? That the doctor that I go to found that to me. He didn't know, but I know why he found it, because God wasn't finished with it. I believe that God is wanting men in these last days that will stand up. Preaching it. That's the easy part, brother. You're young. You've got a lot to learn. Your easy part is when you face the world and you face those that today that have decided that they don't want it. God not only called me to preach it, but He called me to defend the gospel. I'm going to preach it and I'm going to defend it with my life. I got to thinking the other day, and it just come over me, Vernon, you may have to give your life in defense of the gospel. How we ought to be willing to do it tonight. Brother, we got a lot of them that are weak, legs, rubber feet, and everything else. Brother, we need people that will stand. Brother Mike, I believe God has got His hand on you, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We went down to the river that day. I've got time to preach all this, but you just go home and watch an old movie anyway. He was going down the road one day and Elisha began to follow him. I can't preach all this tonight. But when they got to the river, glory to God, I'm about to the river, brother. And I want you to know tonight, I believe that God is raising up men today. Oh, Elijah kept telling Elisha, I want you to go back. You don't need to follow me. preach all this, but just something I want to get over here. Boy, it's good. You preachers know what I'm talking about. When God begins to come and it's right there in front of you, you've got to get to it. Down to the river. Honey, he just finally told Elijah, well, he said, what is it that you want me of me? What can I do for you? He said, I just want to know for you. So when he got down, that's what he wanted. He said, if you stay with me, you've got to stay with me. Paul come up out of the bottom of the ship that night in that storm, and he told the centurions, he told the ship pastor, he told the prisoners, and he said, the Lord, he'd been down there, not on the sleep, but he'd been down there, had a little conference with the Lord, and the Lord said, that there must be one soul on that ship. Paul said, if you'll stay with it, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. You've got to get in it. I said, you go. Well, I didn't want to preach. I said, that's a brother. I said, never did you be quiet. Listen, Elijah got down to the river. He told him, if you'll be with me, stay with me now. He got over there. Old Elijah walked up to the river and he took his mantle off.
Come on.
That was part of his clothing. And he wrapped it together. Let me tell you folks, we as older people had better have something to hand to these young men. There's a lot of trouble with me, but he wrapped that old mantle and he smote the waters with it. And brother, he went across over there. I see him on the other side. And God is waiting for him. He had a chance. And he just got up in the air and went out of sight.
Amen.
I've heard him preach, where is the Lord God of Elijah? We don't need to wonder where the Lord God of Elijah is at. I know where he's at.
Amen.
I look at the generation we live in today, and I look at the church world, and I say, where are the Elijahs of the Lord God? Brother, there's a few of them around still, aren't there?
Amen.
I'm just like a bird out of prison because of sin. I'm glad to be here. Let me just for a hush thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. A little old boy across the hill over here. Just a little old freckled face, carrot top boy. I didn't have a dime of a name, but I bowed in the Lord and the power of God come down. And he saved my soul. And he called me to preach. And he's been with me ever since. I'm failing. I'm walking to God if I go. Have you just come to me? You know what I'm talking about. I don't
know how to. Lord. Praise God!
Two preachers are talking about you can have more.
Amen.
Brother Burns said you can have a double portion.
That's right. Amen.
Brother Knight said he just wanted more. He said God will give you more than he asked you for it.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible does say he won't withhold any good thing from it. Everything of God is good.
Amen.
He'll seek those gifts from above. You'll find out.
Yeah.
You ain't missing out on anything in here. Church will be the most exciting place.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory,
hallelujah.
My man, I on this fashion before, but I like it when it gets you. Hallelujah, boy. We're twice dead, plucked up by the roots, clouds, no rain. But every now and then when there's a mercy drop or two, let's just bask in it just a little bit and be gone.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I don't know how in the world no one else could have a worldly heart tonight.
Lord, we just don't see these services much anymore. This is what I come up with.
Amen.
All over this country. I grew up in this country. I've been the Lord's blessed me to be in a lot of places in this country. I preach in about 16 states. I've been from the East Coast to the West Coast. I've preached in the South. I've preached in the North. I remember when I started 57 years ago that there were things you could have this in the Methodist. Amen. You could have it in the Baptist. You could have it in the Christian choir. You could have it forever. But today we've got our little groups. I'm going to tell you, if I thought the Baptist was the only one going to heaven, brother, I'd be worried. We ain't the only one going, but if we live right, we can go. And when we think our little group's the only one going, there's a good chance you're not going.
Amen.
I got a hush.
Amen. Glory.
Go ahead, brother. I seen him stand up back there. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Go ahead, brother Melvin. I seen you stand up back there.
I see him pretty good, but not this good.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't see. I'm sitting here
studying.
I don't see
anybody
preaching
like that. No, Lord, you've been preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, he talks about that spirit. It's quickening spirit.
Amen.
There ain't no way to be still in that spirit.
No.
I seen him jump up and down. I said, he's not just God, he's got all kind of.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, Lord, I wish y'all somebody
don't
want to preach.
Amen.
I want the grace
that
every
comes.
I believe
you're going to
be a savior and
bring
the preachers.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Lord, he does the calling, he does the choosing. I ain't ever understood how he does what he does, but I've seen him do it.
Amen.
Every time, buddy, I tell you what.
Glory to God.
You see his hand on it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe someone else got something on your heart tonight. Listen, ain't nothing as important. What's going on here tonight?
Yeah, you're getting
who's?
I enjoyed the message tonight.
What?
Kind of got a sudden portion there.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You really felt
a lot
here tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
God burned both sides of the bread tonight, amen.
I
take
some
nails
to find
Beulah
Lamb.
Beulah Lamb? I'm certainly interested.
Amen.
Let me just say as graciously as I can, if you do need to leave, we certainly understand, but don't look to me to leave. It's over. I'm like Brother Barnum said, I want all I can get. I'm not leaving. I want all I can get. I'm holding my cup up. Lord, fill my cup
up.
I got room a long time ago.
Amen.
And I've been seeking those things which are above.
Amen.
You can too. You should.
That's right. Amen.
We seek a lot of things. Most things we seek, we'd be better off not to seek after.
Amen.
I sure appreciate what I felt and heard here tonight.
Amen.
And knowing enough Bible, no boys of God. It's good. Amen.
Amen.
What about it, sister? Your name?
Janelle.
Janelle, thank you, brother. Man, I'll try to spit Janelle out.
I don't know how many portions I've got tonight. I've got plenty today, but I thank the Lord that He can pour it on me. I'm ready and willing to take it.
Amen.
Boy, I got a feeling it's going to get big.
I'm glad to be in front of her. How you bless my soul. That's what I'm holding on, Vernon. It's what you preached years ago.
That's right.
That's what I'm on, old school. I'm on the old school.
Amen.
Bless the Lord Jesus. I'm kind of homesick for the country.
We're going to take up an offering tonight, and I certainly agree with that. And let me just say, all that you give tonight will go to these singers and this preacher that's come. And look in this billfold, it looks pretty lonely in here. But, you know, such as I have, I give in the name of Jesus a little as much when God's in it. Well, that's the Lord's blessing on this night. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for visiting this service tonight, such as you have. Lord, the world, they look in on this, and they're like the angels, they don't understand. Lord, the children of God, Lord, dear Father, tonight have been visited from on high. We thank you, Father, for that heavenly visitation. Pray you bless this offering. Lord, I pray that people that give will give out of their heart. Lord, may it be, I pray, a blessing to these that have blessed us. We'll ask these things and thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Could I get someone, please, to pass this plate around? Come here, Katie. Thank you, honey. And you give as the Lord needs. Thank you, sweetie. And while she's taking that up, she's got anything on your heart, anything at all, let me announce real quick, we're going to have homecoming next Sunday. There won't be no service next Sunday night. And give you an opportunity there to maybe go visit somewhere. I'll be at Bethel. I was my home church for 25 years. Man, God put me in a good place and fed me. Table there, spread every Sunday. I believe a church ought to be like that. You'll be able to come and get fed,
amen,
get encouraged.
Amen.
And man, I tell you what, Lord, get in the presence of the living God.
Amen.
I agree with what the preacher said. Some places, boy, it's just not what it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to visit those places. It's like going to a funeral home. There's nothing,
amen,
there. I like it when you go there and God's there. I was in a church one time and there's people speaking in tongues and falling out on the floor and jumping pews. And man, if they could have swung on the chandeliers, they would have. And I never felt God in none of it. And opened up my Bible for the first time in that whole service. Felt the presence of God just because I opened my Bible. And I wept on the pages of my Bible because they didn't know no better. The Bible talks about try the spirits, whether of God or not.
Right.
I'm glad I know better. I'm glad there's a spirit in here that bears witness to God. I thank God for that. Without that, I'd be blind. I wouldn't know no better. But I agree with what he said. There's some places, boy, You just take for granted what you heard here tonight and what you felt here tonight. It's not like that everywhere.
That's right. Amen.
Are we done tonight? If we are, let's all stand. And I'm asking this preacher to go back to the door back there. And these singers, they would please go back there with him. And you shake their hand on the way out and tell them, thank you for the blessing you brought with you tonight.
I know you're going to miss this, but homecoming next Sunday,
Brother
Vernon will be
preaching. Yeah, Brother Vernon will be preaching next Sunday.
The King's daughters will be coming.
And the King's daughters will be singing. Thank you,
Brother
Melvin.
Be plenty to eat.
Yeah. Amen. That would have been wonderful. Brother Vernon, I not only got the greatest respect for him, you heard just a minute ago, boy, what it's going to be like. It's going to be good to meet him, man. Hallelujah. I didn't realize you started passing church, all you do is pull out. I like to soak up too. I like to take some in every now and then. I didn't realize that. And I hadn't been pastoring very long. It dawned on me, hey, I'm just pouring out. I ain't taking nothing in. And I like to soak it up. So anyway, I'm going to soak up some. Amen. And that'd be a wonderful thing. Let's be dismissed here tonight. Brother Byron, you dismiss it for the prayer.
Our Father, we come to the part of the service, Lord, we're about to be separated from this place and go to our respective